So they're not usually confined to this area, but they are because of the pipeline?
No, normally the cattle would be going all the way back to... they would be going all the way back to the creek. Because their water comes most of the time from that creek. Now, they had to put water barrels someplace for them.
Yeah.
But they will get their water from down in here or down at the other end.
Right. Yeah.
Now, this pasture gets a little warmer and not quite as muddy. They put the mares here.
Right.
Right. We can't get over there without walking through that pasture, and I don't think we want to brave all those cattle. That's Jim's oldest son, Jim.
Right.
His home. Just for a little bit of history, my husband always had a full-time job other than the farm. Farm was an avocation.
Right.
His dad ran it for him for years when he was alive.
Right.
Jim's kids, his oldest son, also Jim, with the oldest grandkids, is the FedEx night manager for their flight operations.
Well, up in Cleveland?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
He gets home usually around noon during when things aren't really bad, and he works the farm.
Oh, wow.
Until he goes to bed at night.
Wow.
And then the house in front of his, it's a little ranch, belongs to Jim's daughter, Katie, and she is a fourth grade teacher in the Cloverleaf Schools. She has been the one, since her mother died, taking care of the books and all the data on the horses.
Yeah.
And feeding until she had to have a knee replacement
right.
a few months back. This, behind this red barn you see here, which is kind of a pole barn they put up, there's what was the original barn on the property.
Yeah.
And I refer to it as the old barn. They refer to it as something else. Always look at me and say, which one are you talking about? And then the farmhouse was Jim's parents' home.
Okay.
His sister now owns that house. She also owns that greenhouse that you can just see through the trees over there.
Yeah.
When his father died, they had a dispute which ended in a 7-year lawsuit.
Oh, geez.
She thought that half the property should be hers.
Yeah.
However, the house she lives in was 2.5 acres that her dad had given to her and her husband to farm, and they never participated in any of the farming.
Yeah.
And Jim maintained that his father wanted him to have the farm.
Yeah.
They offered her more acreage than she now has, and she kept fighting them, turning it down, and as a result, they have not spoken for probably the last 20 years.
But she lives right there.
She lives right there.
Oh, man.
But there have been some other incredibly cruel things that happened.
Oh, gosh. And,
you know, while I've not heard her side of the story, I would like to.
Yeah.
I know enough that there were a lot of things that should not have been done and probably on his side said because of what was done.
Right.
So, you know, it's really sad.
Oh, yeah.
But she owns the farmhouse and rents it.
Right.
And normally the people who are living there, one family said she told us how evil this family was. And but become friends with anybody here because, you know, Jim's a Southerner.
Right.
And, you know, it's, y'all come in.
Right, right.
You know, if you want to visit, come visit.
Yeah.
And you'll always be offered a cup of coffee. And you know, anybody's welcome. And so that's just the mentality. And so what she tries to perpetrate is totally wrong.
Oh.
Which is sad.
Yeah, well, family disputes.
Family disputes are...
They're the ugliest ones.
Yes.
Jeez. Well, I'm going to come... Are you... I want to come back with my drone at some point. I just have all these interviews I'm trying to do today. Do you... Have you gotten any indication when the pipe is going to be on the property?
Not for sure.
Okay.
I don't know where they're storing it. I knew where they were storing it for the rover.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I don't know.
You mean the place in Massillon? That big place in Massillon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was amazing. Did you ever visit that site?
No.
Oh.
We would drive by that.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable how much pipe was on that site.
Yes. we would drive by it, except we like to get on the train.
Yeah.
But, and at the time, initially, we thought it was probably never.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Well, I call it intel, but it's kind of intel. I got some local intel from some folks down in Powhatan Point, right on the Ohio River.
Yeah.
And there's two huge trains. I don't know what makes up a train car, but like that, the whole length, full of pipelines, came from the north, I think. And we're settling there, and I think that's going to the Nexus, to the eastern edge of the Nexus from there.
You know, what's curious to me, does the EPA have to check this all along the way?
US
EPA? Are they supposed to be monitoring it?
They're supposed to be, yeah.
And when do they come to monitor?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought I'd post that somewhere.
Yeah, where's the EPA?
Yeah.
You mean US or Ohio EPA?
Yeah.